You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. With the official closure of Northland College, local residents are expressing concerns over the economic future of the area. The school was listed as one of the area's major employers on the City of Ashland's website. Its closure will cost the region over 250 jobs and tens of millions in overall economic impact. In addition to the loss of jobs and revenue, area residents say they're concerned about the negative impacts the closure will have on their small businesses and their ability to attract people from different regions and backgrounds to Ashland. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is accepting signups for their upcoming Food for Kids summer program. The program is open to children who attend one of the Hayward Public Schools, LCO Schools, Northern Lights Christian Academy, Northern Waters Environmental Charter School, and St. Francis Mission School. The program is being offered at no cost to families and will provide over 20 pounds of food each month to each registered child. The boxes will be available every Monday and the first Saturday of the month starting on June 7th. The Barron County 4-H Association has announced the release of a newly updated plat book for the county. The plat book contains a detailed map of all the towns and ranges in the county, including land ownership, property boundaries, and more. This year, the book also features an enhanced LIDAR aerial view map for a topographical look at the county, as well as an updated watersheds map, school district maps, and trail maps. The proceeds will directly support kids in the 4-H program, and it can be purchased at the county government center or the library. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is conducting a new study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. DNR officials began their study into the state's panfish population in 2019 and now expect to conclude that study next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experience in fishing for panfish, as well as conducting their own field studies. Their goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the decline of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to protect them. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials are warning of credential and licensing delays if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they have until the end of the month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on October 18th. Applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. The Duluth Transit Authority will begin offering expanded bus service starting on June 1st in an effort to increase ridership and improve efficiency. The Transit Authority will launch 9 new buses with fat tire compatible bike racks and improved technology to keep wheelchairs secure. The Route 103 line will also include express service on the west side and regular service near the Central Avenue Business District. Additionally, the Green Line will begin matching the Blue Line service frequency, and weekend service will resume on Routes 106 and 113. Charges against a Ladysmith man accused of conspiracy to commit homicide have been refiled in Rusk County Circuit Court weeks after being dismissed. 66-year-old Malcolm Young is currently in prison on unrelated convictions for stalking and bail jumping. He was accused of offering to pay another inmate to commit homicide in October. The criminal complaint also contains allegations that Young made detailed plans for armed robbery and threats of retaliation. He's scheduled to appear in Rusk County Court on the newly refiled charges in June. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a new line of merchandise in honor of the state park system's 125th anniversary. According to a press release, purchases of the new merchandise will go directly to supporting the state park system. The new merchandise includes a 125th anniversary sticker, a reusable tote bag, a camp mug, coasters, posters, and more. They can be purchased from state parks, forests, and recreation areas across the state, and the DNR will host pop-up shop events throughout the summer. New rules governing name, image, and likeness opportunities are now in place for high school athletes in Wisconsin. The state was one of the last to approve NIL rules for high school athletes, but the WIAA made the changes at their April meeting. The new NIL rules come with additional requirements to maintain amateur eligibility than NCAA athletes and even high school athletes in other states. Those changes include not allowing students to wear school logos in NIL appearances or banning them from endorsing products that are not age appropriate. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game two of the three-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And
the Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain, and they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband, Aaron, into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well, and now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.